The Senate briefly met this morning to officially close the extraordinary session without taking action to reconsider failed votes on 17 state employee contracts. Majority Leader Dave Hansen says he's still surprised by Senator Russ Decker's last-minute change of heart.
I think the disappointing thing is the caucus was together, and your leadership usually stands with the caucus. So I think it's very rare that you'd have the leader be on the other side.
Decker shocked fellow Democrats Wednesday night by voting against the contracts, resulting in a split vote on the agreements. Outgoing Senate President Fred Risser says he's disappointed in the outcome, which delays action until the next session.
They negotiated in good faith. There are contracts in which both sides took concessions, and the legislature should have acted upon it. And as I say, I'm disappointed that we didn't.
Republicans opposed the contracts in the Assembly and Senate, with many objecting to the end-of-session attempt to push them through before the GOP takes the majority next session. Incoming Senate President Mike Ellis says he was concerned about the unknown costs.
I really feel bad for these people, for the state workers. They're good people. They got shafted by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. It's as simple as that.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.